Welcome to CFRI Cystic Fibrosis Community Voices, a video podcast series created by and for the cystic fibrosis community.
So, okay, now we'll move on to the issue of cross-infection, which clearly has kept members of our community isolated from one another and has led to a climate of anxiety for many. And so in the film, the six-foot rule that we all know about, that, in fact, are we almost 6 feet, yeah. That, you know, we all know we're spitting on each other. And in the film, she steals that foot back from CF for to be 5 feet apart. And I'm curious how people felt about this and whether it sends a positive or a negative message to others with CF about risk-taking or not. So I'd love to hear people's perspectives.
So I had some interesting reactions from my family, actually. It kind of ties in with the first question. I had several that didn't have any idea that there was a restriction between me and other CF patients. They knew vaguely about a lot of what I go through, but they didn't know that. And then I had one relative who actually thought that it applied to everybody and that he had been breaking the rules my whole life by hugging me, like just a healthy relative. So I think that in that respect, just the general overview was helpful for people who don't know much about it. Specifically regarding the way that they treated Stella's transplant process. For every positive that they did with the 6 foot rule and two pre-transplant patients not being near each other, to me, that was kind of negated in the end when she woke up from her transplant. Nobody was in a mask or gown. There was like 8 people in her room. She was getting presents from Will, who had touched these things that had probably Sapatia on them. So it was great intent, and a lot of people probably wouldn't catch that. But within the community, if you're just learning about transplant and that part is new to you, to me, that was a touchy place where they could have been a little more careful.
Thank you. And your uncle must be very relieved he can hug you again.
Yeah.
Okay, I think I figured out the unmute thing now. So, you know, there's like two different feelings that I had when they were talking about cross-infection. Obviously, it is very important in the community. I am also a little older, and I used to have CF friends, and I would go play with them. They lived down the street. We would hang out, and it wasn't until I was about like 10 years old that all of a sudden, like, you weren't allowed to be friends with them anymore. So for some people, they've grown up with this 6 foot cross-infection rule their whole life. They don't know any different. So I think, and Beth touched on this as well a little bit, like, we, you know, for some of us, we did grow up being able to interact with other CF patients. So at the part where she like steals that foot back, I was kind of like, I get that. Like, cause I used to have a, you know, close relationship as a younger, like with CF friends. And then all of a sudden it was just like, no more. And this was before social media. So, and I was like 10. So it basically ended those friendships for me with those people, because there was really no way to keep a, you know, interest. Like, I couldn't go to their house anymore. Like, I could call them on the phone, but like you know, when you can't see somebody or be around them, you really do lose a lot of that, you know, relationship that you have, CF or not, you know, aside. So for me, like, obviously cross-infection is very important, and like the audience seemed to catch on to that. But you know, when she was like, I just want to steal that 1 foot back, I was like, yeah, I get that. You know, CF does take a lot of things away from us that, you know, we don't talk about. I do have CF friends now, thanks to the internet. And like Gunnar has talked about, like, and Julie Wright, like, we can't hang out. I can't hug that person. Like, when Stella got so upset about Poe, like, that is very real. So even if it was stealing 1 foot back, like obviously it's probably not the smartest thing to do. And, you know, knowing what we know now, we shouldn't. But being from an age and time where we could interact and we could be friends, I could kind of relate to that. And, you know, like, in like you could go to the supermarket and be standing 2 feet from somebody has CF. You would have no idea. So with that mindset, like, you know, we should embrace things like that. Like, I saw that kind of as like a positive of her saying, like, you know what? I'm going to do this because I want to enjoy and celebrate, you know, life. Obviously, I don't recommend it or endorse the idea, but I could kind of relate, especially because having friends when I was younger that I then couldn't, you know, continue having those friendships with now, and having friends now that I can't go get coffee with. I can't go eat dinner with. Just for the simple fact that even though they don't have Sapatia or even MRSA, like, I don't want to risk hurting them, and they don't want to risk hurting me. So, but to just, you know, when she was like, I'm just going to take that 1 foot back, I was like, yeah, girl, you take that foot back. You take it back. Also, again, in my head, I knew it was a movie and nobody was really going to get hurt. But just the empowering idea of taking, you know, something negative and empowering yourself to take something back when you feel like certain things have been stolen from you.
Yeah. Thank you, Anna. Kelsey.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
So the thing is, us older generation of CFers, we didn't have the internet. We didn't have that capability of networking with other CFers outside of the hospital. And so a lot of us connected in the hospital together. Like, I remember countless times where we would all be doing our breathing treatments together in the activity room, playing on the computer, playing video games together. Like, that was how we bonded. And I know a lot of you have read my story in regards to dating another CFer. And it was at that turning point where, you know, the internet starting to become bigger and easier to find other CFers, you know, similar life. And I didn't have that precautions, you know, being put into me, hey, you can't be around each other. And so when I met Heather, it's like, I didn't have anything telling me that this wasn't okay. And it ended up being, you know, 3 of the best years of my life. And it wasn't until actually being with her and contracting MRSA from her that I realized it was a little bit more serious, that, hey, we're actually supposed to be staying away from each other. And, you know, now it's like, okay, well, I have this virus that I need to stay away from other people. But really, it's more a matter of sitting down, being aware of the precautions and if you feel it's worth it or not. Like, I don't see it worth hiding your whole life if it's something that you can connect with somebody and love them and be together. Like, it's worth it.
Yeah, your article was beautiful, very moving.
Thank you.
And, you know, I think about when Tess was born, her first hospitalization, we went in and we were first put into a room with there are 5 of us in the room, and 4 of the 5 kids had CF. And then a room opened up, and so we were moved into another room with another child with CF. And then it moved. So the next hospitalization, though, everything had changed, and she was in isolation, and there's no leaving the room. But she was, you know, a toddler, her first hospitalization. So she has no memory of being able to go to the playroom and do all those things. And so she came into consciousness. But, you know, I always laugh, like, it's 6 feet now, but I think there used to be no feet.
Yeah.
And then do you all remember 3 feet?
Yeah.
And then 3 feet wasn't enough. It became 6 feet. So, you know, hopefully we stop at the 6 feet. But it's been a whole evolving thing. And I think that is, you know, what I said in the very beginning about infection control and how you live with that, how you apply that to your own life is just so intensely personal. And you really just have to have respect if you're not putting others at risk and everybody's consenting adults. about the decisions you make about being with others. And I think that's, it's like a hard thing to navigate in our community because people have strong feelings about it.
Yeah. I mean, having a brother with CF and growing up together, 6 feet was not an option, right? We had the same doctor's appointment, so we can't be 6 feet apart in the car or anything like, you know, those kinds of things. And we're always very conscious of what each other is culturing at the time. But yeah, not being able to hug my brother or spend time with my brother, visit him in the hospital, would be devastating. And so, you know, navigating my cross-infection rules with my brother is very different than how I navigate it with the rest of the community, and being conscious of what I'm growing and being aware of that. But there's a point where CF doesn't get to take my brother from me, and we will make it work. But it's intensely personal, and it can be very difficult to manage on a day-to-day basis. But, and I know it looks different for every CF community, but finding those risks and what's more important than other things. And for me, it's more important to me to be able to hug my brother and spend time with him than it is to make sure that, you know, I'm not growing a certain thing, you know. Right. I'll do what I have to do if it means I get to have a relationship with my brother at the end of the day. So
absolutely.
For me, it's a little different.
Mm-hmm. You know, other siblings, too. That's a whole other interesting perspective. Paul, yay. He's arrived. You are unmuted. Hi, Paul.
Hi, Siri. I agree with most everything that's been said. I would kind of like to emphasize the point of agency, and that is that each of us as adults or even pre-adults develop a sense of agency that we have every right to exercise. And, you know, being isolated is a real torture. And being excluded or excluded or banned or whatever you want to call it is, it's a persecution. And just to amplify that really egregiously, that's what we do to people in prison. You know, we put them in isolation as one of the worst tortures. And so when I saw the movie, it really impressed upon me that the antidote to loneliness is touch. And so if you can't touch someone and you have to stay so far apart, how do you get beyond that barrier? You know, how do you get to that really basic essential communication with contact? And, you know, I think it's really a very personal thing and something that each of us has to judge with his own agency, the ability to assimilate what's around us with what we know. And I have a really difficult time with saying that everybody's got to be excluded or stay away from me 6 feet. I know there are risks there, but I would quickly say that there are plenty of risk with most of the other people that I deal with on a day-to-day basis. And most of them are not concerned are conscious of the fact that they are that they carry bugs. Right. You know, and honestly, the sickest that I've got has never been from a patient with CF, but with somebody else who sneezed or sat next to me on the airplane or something like that. And you know, they're just not conscious. And so part of my mission in life is to try to train people to not shake my hand because you just sneezed on it.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely.
And so that's where I'm kind of coming from with these rules. And you know, the CFF Foundation, when it came out with the 6 foot rule, that came out like a bombshell, and it hurt a lot of people, and it made a lot of people extremely afraid. You know, it created an enormous amount of fear in our community. And the ones that I feel most sensitive about are the young parents who have a child with cystic fibrosis, and then they see this and they hear all the so-called dangers of being near a person with cystic fibrosis, and they don't want to come to clinic. because they're so terrified that somebody is going to pick a bug up. And that can't be good. I mean, I certainly think that there are real rules in the clinic and the guidelines have, are very appropriate. But when we try to take those outside of the clinic and apply them to everybody, we get really conflicted very quickly. So what I worry about with this film, I mean, the message I got was that, hey, touch is really important, critical to breaking down loneliness. But what I worry about is the message from the friend might be overboard with the public. And so people now begin to think of CF patients, not that we're not famous now, but now that we've become infamous, because we are now viewed as having some kind of terrible beta cephalopathia, whatever that is, that's going to contact somebody else. I don't know if anyone else is worried about that, or if it is even something that maybe I should not be worried about. But I do. I think that people are going to come away from that movie thinking that we are contaminated and that we're contagious and maybe we should be avoided. And so that, you know, maybe it's not a big deal, but I worry about it in any case, because personally, I don't want to be kept off of airplanes in the future. You know, I've still got a few miles to fly. And I can see something like this getting to the point that, well, you got to take... You're coughing? You can't get on this airplane. So, you know, maybe I'm borrowing too much trouble. I don't know. But just to kind of bring that up to as more food for thought before we completely endorse everything here.
That is an amazing perspective. I actually had not thought about it that way. But, you know, sometimes when you're so inside of it, you don't see things like that. I mean, in the sense of, because we know. So, Paul, thank you for sharing that, because I had not thought about that.